It's the Knights of the Tabletop podcast. Each month we play a one-shot adventure and serve it up to you in weekly, bite-sized chunks. But for now we are on lockdown, so we are struggling to master playing over the internet. Let's call these the Bunker Sessions or Season 1.5. Anyway, enjoy, if you can.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back to Knights of the Tabletop Podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Scormy.
Yay.
Okay, I see how it is. Anyway, this is the second episode of our mini campaign. If you download it expecting us to be playing Feng Shui 2, I apologize profusely because that's not happening. Instead, we're playing Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition.
Yay!
Yes.
Yay! And we'll be doing that through the end of the year. So you might want to listen to last week's episode because it was kind of the introductory thing. And it also took up most of my second episode notes because y'all are too quick on things.
Sorry?
Well, I had things planned out, and you didn't roleplay enough, so. Anyway, we'll stretch. I'm good at that. I can stretch.
I'm not good at roleplaying, sorry.
Well, I was also expecting a few more people to be here, but, you know, stuff happens.
They'll be here for the next one.
Anyway, so, as a quick recap, you were both summoned individually. Why are we doing a recap? I should let you introduce yourselves, starting with Bielis.
I'm playing Kit, a forest gnome druid.
Okay. And Ten?
I'm playing Caboodle, a dragonborn. Barbarian. Sorry.
No worries. And as a quick recap, you were both summoned to the town of Woody Glen, which is a small medieval town surrounded by woods, thus the name, who apparently have been having a real problem with their villagers who work out in the woods, or people going to get water or food or hunting or whatever, not returning. And when they search for them, all they find are like signs of violence, some blood, and maybe some of their material possessions. So, badness. Anyway, you've been offered 100 gold and food and board to come and save them from this most foul evil that is out there in the woods. Night has fallen, though. A herald from the Baron himself, Baron Genyeric, arrived, clutching a note confirming that you are needed to save the town. It didn't save him, though, with all the crossbow bolts and one hatchet sticking out of his back. Anyway, the mayor came over and has started to chat with you. How would you like to proceed?
I'm going to listen to his spiel, and I'm going to ask for half up front.
Well, he already gave the spiel at the end of last episode, saying, explaining what the need was, and half up front? Why? Sorry, ma'am. I'm sorry. You do realize we have no way of knowing you. No offense. I know you're heroes of the realm, but how do we know you're not going to take this gold and run off, leaving us still in peril?
Okay. But you're asking us to risk our lives for nothing. How do we trust you that you're willing to pay us?
Why, this very building you sit in, the Lonely Bull Inn, the food in front of you, the rooms. We are taking care of you. We request that you, in turn, as heroes, show your appreciation, help us in our time of need, and you will be rewarded upon your return.
Hmm. So, because you are willing to buy us a dinner and give us a room, we're supposed to risk our lives. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
I think I pass.
I think my life is worth a little more than the, what, 2 gold it would cost for a room and a meal.
You just looked that up, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you're overestimating the cost then.
Well, that's what it. I'm used to hunting in the wild and sleeping in the wild anyways, so it costs me nothing.
But you're heroes.
Who said that? Somebody's been telling you stories.
I sent out these notes with these children to find the greatest heroes in the realm to help us.
Yeah,
and you responded to the call.
If someone gave me money and said, here, go hand these to the greatest adventurers you can find. The first person I see is the greatest adventurer I could find. Hand it to them, take my money, and go.
Oh, we didn't pay them.
Well, then even more so. You obviously put a lot of trust in children.
But they're of our town. They know that their parents and themselves are in peril.
So, you had children go from this town through the dangerous woods all the way to another town to hand out
a note to a stranger.
To strangers for nothing.
No. Hand on head, out of character. Just saying, the town is at the edge of the woods. They didn't have to run through the woods to go get help. Just, first of all, he's not a monster. Secondly, they're running out of adults. They sent some kids to go get help, to go find somebody, because they don't have runners. They've all been eaten, apparently. So, this was the best option he had. Just saying.
Well, if you want a job done right, you do it yourself. Just saying.
But I'm needed here.
To do what?
To lead.
Doesn't sound like you have a whole lot to lead. If you're having to command children to do dangerous tasks because you have no adults left, then who are you leading?
His face is turning purple. And fine. 25 up front. I will give you 25 gold up front. Would that make you happy, miss?
No.
He reaches into his pouch and pulls out 25 gold. How would you like to respond? Anybody?
But 25 isn't half.
No, it is a quarter.
Right.
But do you have no concept of barter, of parlay?
Actually, no.
No.
Oh.
I was raised in the woods.
Yes, it appears so. I see the bits of holly in your hair to explain it. You have a holly twig sticking out of your hair, by the way.
Uh-huh. It's for back scratching.
Yes. Fine. He pulls out another 15. 40. Up front. Would that be enough?
How about you?
Throw in some extra armor and we might talk.
We are a simple village. We don't have such things.
You have a blacksmith?
No, we don't. Actually, I did not describe that they have a blacksmith. They don't even have a mill in town.
I don't understand why you didn't contact the next town over and borrow some of their people.
We need urgent aid. And we did send word to the Baron, who apparently sent a runner to request your aid.
Here.
Yes. Because this is where we were summoning you to. Fine. Pulls out 10 more. There's your 50 gold.
Okay.
Are we good?
I'm good.
Thank
you. Where's mine?
He is just red and purple and looks on the edge of having an apoplectic fit. But I will drop you a coin in the bowl. For that.
Well, you paid me 50 gold. I said that's what I'd do it for, so.
So, Marley comes over. That's the tavern keep. Marley comes over. He pulls out some money, and he, between gold and silver, is able to get you your 50 gold as well.
Okay.
I'm afraid they're not going to be able to pay us the entire amount if we succeed.
Nope.
Because, I mean, if they're having to borrow money from the tavern?
Yep.
It does not speak well.
You guys, I swear. So, it's night. Wish you've eaten your meal. How would you like to proceed from here?
Well, can you see in the dark?
No. According to...
Then we should probably wait until the morning.
Yeah. I don't feel like carrying torches and trying to fight by torch.
Okay. Then I'm going to go upstairs.
Okay. You each have a small room. A small but comfortable room, I should say. With actual mattresses, not just some straw to sleep on.
Wow, luxury.
Yeah.
Disappointed.
You have a down pillow of some sort. Probably not duck. Perhaps chicken. But still, there it's a feather pillow. Anyway.
Yes.
So you sleep through the night.
Before I go to bed, I'm going to take a piece of wood and jam it under the windowsill.
Okay.
Just makes it harder to open.
Oh, I see. Keep them from being able to pull the window open.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, you have no such troubles. You sleep peacefully through the night. In the morning, you are awoken by the large bald man banging on your doors, telling you the sun is up and your meal is ready.
Well, since I was already awake doing my exercises, I open the door and say I'll be down in a minute.
Excellent, excellent. And you, okay. Kit?
I'm going to crawl out from under the bed and head downstairs.
Okay. That's right. You're feral.
Well, a little bit.
Well, there is a quite excellent meal with bacon and eggs, some oatmeal, a little bit of cow's milk, and a glass of water. All waiting for you. Over by the door, there are two packs that have been prepared.
Okay.
What's in the pack?
Marley tells you. Oh, yes. At our great mayor's insistence, and I have prepared you some rations for your trip. Meats, food, ale, whatever you may need is all in there, so you may dine well on your way to our salvation.
Okay. I don't drink ale.
Well, fine. I can replace that with water if you prefer.
Yes, I prefer.
Excellent, excellent. He goes off and takes the skins out of them and goes and gets you different ones with water.
Okay. Well, I'm going to eat, and then I'm going to go and gather up my stuff and get ready to go.
Okay. Are you going to take the packs he has prepared for you?
Most definitely.
How about
free stuff
you,
is free.
Indeed. Ka?
Are they heavy?
No, not at all. They smell quite good, though.
Okay.
Well, normally the rations you'd carry around are like dried salted meats, things like that. This is packed and prepared foods. I mean, you might need to heat it up over a fire, but you've got good food to take with you. It won't last nearly as long, but for a day or so, you could eat very well off of what he prepared.
Okay, I look to see if there's a way to combine my packs.
Yes, you can attach this one to your current pack.
And I set about doing that.
All right.
So what's in this pack besides food?
Food and water.
Okay.
That's it?
Nope, that's fine.
That's really all he can provide.
Nope, I wasn't asking for more. I was just asking what was in it. So I'm going to start heading out.
Okay. You've gathered your things and you step out the door and you see a strange sight. On either side of the road, it looks like the entire town has turned out, what's left of them. You've got some children, you've got some older adults mixed in, lining both sides of the road. And when you step out, they all kind of look your way warily and then look over at the mayor in front of the town hall. And he raises his hands and they all start to, yay, yay. And a few of them are waving these little sticks with a banner flag that's green and yellow with a white flower in the middle. So they're waving little banners of the Barony of Genyeric at you. They've turned out a parade to see you off.
Okay.
I pick up the pace.
Yeah.
So you head out of town and further into the woods.
Yes.
Okay. So you leave the weird little procession behind?
As fast as possible, yes.
Do you wish to leave the road or stay on the road for a while?
Well, they said the attacks were happening in the woods, so we might as well go search the woods.
Okay. Yeah. So, off you go. And this is a big, like, oak and maple, those type of trees, that sort of a forest. So it's big and spread out with lots of room in between the trees, not a lot of bushes or whatnot to go digging through. And it's very tranquil as you wander around. What would you like to do?
Well, I would like to see if I can see any signs of animals, you know, predators in the area.
So if you're looking for like tracks, that would be search or survival.
They don't have a search. They have survival.
Okay. So make that roll, sir. Ma'am.
I got to see what that is. That's a plus 5. 14.
I see. Well, you do see some tracks, some deer tracks, and that's about it. The occasional small animal, a badger or a fox here or there, but no large predators.
Tracks?
I'm sorry?
Fox tracks?
Yes, yes.
I'm going to follow the fox tracks.
Okay. They lead to a small warren.
Okay. Is anybody home?
I don't know. Can you speak to animals?
Yes, I can.
Well,
I am saying hello.
Yes, you can. Anyone speak to small beasts. Yes. A couple pop their head out and look at you, sniff you a bit. They seem friendly enough.
Hello.
Hello.
The humans in this town have been getting attacked.
Yes.
Have you seen anything that might be causing this? Who might be attacking them? Do you know?
Dark figures.
Human-like figures or animals?
They nod that they're, when you say human.
Okay.
Dark figures that come from the trees and some bushes.
Okay.
They attack and then drag the people off.
Have the attacks been happening nearby, or are they a ways off?
Usually within, they can't tell distances per se, but you get that it's within a mile or so of the town, between the town and the river, which is a little further to the east. That's also where the lumber mill is sitting untended, because nobody makes it to the lumber mill to work.
Okay. I'm going to get that second pack out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to dig out all the meat, and I'm going to give it to the foxes. Okay. Enjoy.
They're sniffing it, and one starts to take a bite, and the other nudges him. They look concerned.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Tainted, huh? I apologize.
It smells odd.
Then I will bury it.
They seem happy with that.
Okay, I'm going to start digging a hole.
Okay.
And I tell the barbarian that the food is probably tainted.
Yeah, I kind of thought it was odd that they gave us a pack of food. So I think I will join Kit in burying the pack.
Okay.
I wasn't planning on keeping it with me for very long, because walking through the woods with strong food odors on you is just asking to get attacked by bears.
Yeah, but I didn't want to offend anybody by not taking it either.
Well, obviously. That's why I was giving it to someone who might be able to use it. Okay, once it's buried, I'm going to head off into the woods, trying to be careful and stealthy.
Well, there's not a lot of places to hide here.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the light from, the sunlight above is sheltered by the leaves of the trees, but there's large distances between the trees, so stealthy isn't a thing.
I'm not saying I'm going to go, and try and be invisible. I'm just trying to be careful.
Okay, I see that. So, would you like to make any survival checks to continue searching?
I would. I would like to look at the ground and see if I see anything like drag marks or anything like that.
Okay. So, roll your d20 and add your survival bonus to it and all that. Never mind, he got a natural 20.
Yeah, well.
No, she gets to roll too.
I'm sorry, what were you saying? Don't forget to add what?
The, what do you call that again? The,
Your modifier.
Yeah.
Your skill modifier. If you have proficiency, bonus. Add that too.
Yes. We wait with bated breath.
Damn it. Wiped it out instead of...
Oops. She's trying to copy pasta. We will get used to using Dice Maiden, I swear.
Well, I just need to get a macro thing set up so I can input all these different roles.
It would be much easier that way, yes.
Because I have to type them in manually because I don't have one of those little cheat sheets set up. Like we had for that... the other game we played.
Yes, I know. Well, I just added mine to that.
I rolled a 19, so not bad.
Not bad at all. Anyway, so you're both able to see that, yes, there are tracks, a variety of tracks of humans as you get closer to the river. They are all scattered about, and in some places you do see drag marks, and Kit, you smell also blood. It's okay. Not fresh, but there appears to have been someone at least injured in amongst these tracks.
All right. Let's start heading those directions.
The problem is they come from various directions, and it is hard. You can't find a cohesive trail for them, per se.
Okay. Well, we can continue searching then.
Okay. You search through the day. You do find more tracks, but nothing of a large predator. You do see the occasional spots where there was several people, but then they all kind of just get lost, or they're deliberately covering their tracks at a certain point, and you lose them.
Okay. But eventually, so I'm not going to pay as much attention to larger animal tracks. I'm going to keep looking for human.
Sorry about that. The dragon sang and overrode your last statement. Can you repeat that?
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm going to pay more attention to the humanoid tracks than animal tracks.
Right.
Unless, of course, you know, I find big predator tracks.
Well, you do not find any large predator tracks. And like I said, you keep losing the humans.
Uh-huh.
And night is beginning to fall. You're over near the river. How would you like to proceed?
I'd like to get away from the river by about 100 yards.
Okay.
And make a cold camp.
You can do that. Do you agree with that, Ka?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think a cold camp would be a great idea. I think a tree to my back would be even better.
You have plenty of them. That's easy enough to provide.
Although you probably are going to want to start a fire, just so you can see in the dark.
So you don't want to have a cold camp then, or you're not going to camp together?
No, we should camp together. I'm just saying that since Ka can't see at night, probably should have a fire.
Okay, and
is it going to be clear tonight? And what's the moon phase?
It looks like it's going to be overcast, and you don't recall what the moon phase is right now.
Okay, I'm not sure I need to have a fire, but maybe prepare one just in case. You know, have one ready to light as quickly.
It's just, you know, you're going to have to be on watch. So, at least some of the time.
Yeah, who's going to take first watch?
I can take first watch.
You're doing 2 4-hour watches?
Sure.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it there, because the dragon sang a bit ago. Does anyone have anything else before we finish up?
No.
And responding to one comment, Prim posted, was surrounded by woods, now on the edge of the woods, lumberjacks have been busy. Indeed, but in my defense, I originally described that Woody Glen was surrounded by trees, but then it goes further into the woods beyond. That's what I meant by edge of the woods, so to speak. So, anyway, aside from that, I think that's all we got. So, until next time for Knights of the Tabletop, Ten and Bealus, I'm Scormy. May all your dice rolls be nice rolls. Bye!
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 Thanks for listening to our sad little show. We hope you enjoyed it. Or at least tolerated it. Anyway, if you did like it, please give us a glowing review wherever you found this steaming pile of a podcast, as it might help maintain our sanity through these troubled times. You can also tell your friends and neighbors about our show, or just tell them to visit scoreme.com, if you prefer.